The fallout from the BP oil spill continues. It's unclear whether the Obama administration will get the six-month ban it wants on deep water drilling, but it has forced some changes at the Minerals Management Service, the agency that regulates offshore drilling. Our Planet Money team reports that some of those changes seem real and others more cosmetic. Here's Hannah Jaffe Walt and David Kestenbaum.
The rumors had been out there for years. The MMS regulators are too cozy with industry. MMS regulators take gifts from the oil companies. But it wasn't until 2008 that the Inspector General's office thought, okay, let's take a look. It did, and it did what IGs do. They wrote a report.
The report was really surprising to Philip Verlager. He's with the University of Calgary, studies the oil industry, and he used to work at the Treasury Department.
Yeah, I mean, it just quantifies a lot of behavior that, you know, when I was at Treasury, you would have gone to jail for if you'd done any of those things. You know, just read that Inspector General's report, just a little bit of it. That was no gray line. I mean, these guys, they were way over it.
All right, then. Here it is, that Inspector General report from 2008. It says MMS regulators, quote, frequently consumed alcohol at industry functions, had used cocaine and marijuana, and had sexual relations with oil and gas company representatives.
And in case it was not completely clear why that was wrong, the Inspector General wrote, quote, sexual relationships with prohibited sources cannot, by definition, be arm's length.
Verlager says, if you look at the way MMS is structured, you can sort of understand why the regulators were too close to industry. The MMS is in charge of safety, but it also leases land to oil companies that want to drill, and it collects royalties on whatever oil comes in. So the more successful drilling, the more money the MMS takes in.
The government regulator is the agency that collects the rent. I mean, it's a huge conflict of interest.
So following the BP oil spill, the Department of Interior is trying to change things. It will separate the group that collects royalties from the oil industry from the group of regulators that looks after safety. That's change number one.
Change number two, section 3A of the secretarial order, please.
The Minerals Management Service shall hereafter be named the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement.
Yep, they renamed it. No more MMS. Welcome BOEMRE, Boemer.
This is a familiar trick in Washington. Remember the savings and loan crisis? As we've reported on this show, after that disaster, the government renamed the SNL regulator. It was the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. It turned into the Office of Thrift Supervision.
A regulator that went on to supervise AIG and Washington Mutual, which were at the heart of this financial crisis.
So here we are. New crisis, new name. The MMS becomes Boemer, effective immediately. They're building a new website as we speak. I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt.
And I'm David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
You can see a list of agencies that have been renamed over the years on our Planet Money blog. That's at npr.org/money.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, committed to straightforward banking, including customer service with a real human being 24/7. Learn more at allybank.com.